Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is indeed the Black and Gold Tailgate Hour. Sean Gentile on the Hall and Capitas fan hotline. So what better question to start with than by asking Sean if he ever played tinfoil hockey? Did you ever play it, Sean? You're on, it's basically knee hockey in the living room with a tiny tinfoil ball.
I played knee hockey. I've never actually used a tinfoil ball. We just had like other non-tinfoil elements in the game there.
You wouldn't believe the game went on how hard the little ball would get, and then you'd be shooting it. See, the way to shoot was with an open hand. You could never pick up the ball and throw it. You had to shoot it like a slap shot. And one time I deflected one right into Ray Staff's eye socket, and he kept playing, which I still commend him for. But the ball, it was like a marble by the end of the game.
See, that's good. I like that it adds something like that to the whole procedure. It's not just normal knee hockey. You have the variable of shooting basically a pinball by the end of it. That's fun.
And playing goalie, I can tell you, in my limited athletic career, I don't know that I ever had more fun than being the goalie in tinfoil hockey. And me being the paranoid person I've always been, I wore a cage in goal to protect my eyes. I wore a folded washcloth to protect my private parts. And after that, it was on. And people would try and screen me and deflect shots, and we'd get in fights. But to make saves, and the goal would be, you know, if you hit – from one leg of the couch to the other is a goal, but you have to get it, you know, below the couch or below the cushion or whatever. These would turn into holy battles. I mean, these were incredible. And, man, did I love playing goal, Sean.
The big question is whether that was more fun for you than the inside the park homer you hit during our post-Gazette softball game up on Troy Hill a couple years ago.
It was more fun back then. It was the pure excitement, and it was realistic. That's the thing about knee hockey, and especially tinfoil hockey. It playing goal was like the real thing. You had to peek around people to see the screen. You had to push people in front of you in the crease. What did you guys use? Did you use actual, like, tiny sticks and a sock, or how did you get it going?
Yeah, just like a little, like, koosh ball kind of thing. Like, just like a soft, not like a tennis ball, but like a kind of like a plush sort of ball. I love the tinfoil thing, man. I love adding some element of danger to all of it. If we were allowed to actually be around people, I would go play. I would say I'm coming over the house later today, and we're getting a group together and gonna play.
Now throw in a couple cases of Jenny Cream for like eight guys and imagine what it turned into by about 3 a.m. And I was just telling Jonathan Bomboli, after the games, which was usually a 7-game series, and the revelry, we'd be at Dan Doran's house, and then it was time for steakums with mayonnaise, which was an unbelievable post-game meal.
I thought you'd maybe throw in some pizza rolls. That was more my speed. It was knee hockey in Connor Hickman's basement, and then we'd have some sort of beer buried in the backyard or whatever it was. Yeah, this is good. I miss this. This is the sort of thing that we've lost to the coronavirus. We should be able to do this.
The beer planted outside in the snow was one of the greatest moves in history, wasn't it? You'd somehow, like, we used to beg a guy to buy it for us. We'd just stand outside of a place, and if we wound up getting a case, then the stash was the big move. And then, of course, to retrieve it and drink it, it was phenomenal.
What was great is when it would get covered up by snow or something, and you'd go through, like, phase changes where the beer would freeze and then unfreeze.
Exactly.
And whatever, yeah. It was the big spots were the Federal Street Beer Distributor. We used to go there a lot, and then McBroom's in Regent Square was like the holy grail. It was really, really hard for them to get them to take fake IDs back in the day, but we found a way.
My fake ID was Joe Cribbs, Bill's running back, and believe it or not, it worked from time to time.
I found a driver's license of a kid who had just turned 21 when I was probably like 18. The kid's name was Greg Berg. He lived on Pacific Avenue in Forest Hills, and I used it from when I was 18 to 21. I think half of the student body at the University of Maryland was Greg Berg at one point. Yeah. So if he's out there, Greg Berg, if you're out there and you lost your driver's license at Icy Light Amphitheater in Station Square sometime in 2004, I appreciate your service. Get in touch because you made a young man very happy for a very long time.
412-928-9370 if you're out there, Dr. Berg. He's probably a doctor right now. That's what I imagine.
This is not a joke. I've Googled this guy in the past, and he literally is a doctor.
Get out of here!
I'm not.
What
I'm
kind?
Not, Greg, I believe some sort of pediatric. He might be a pediatric surgeon or something. Seriously, like this guy's gone on to do great things, but nothing was better than getting me like unfettered access to all sorts of shit of all sorts of stuff I shouldn't have been able to have when I was 18 or 19 or 20.
That is absolutely amazing. All right, well, let's get to. Football topics, including the raging disaster that is this Ravens situation. What should happen here, Sean?
I think they have to forfeit. Like, I think that's what should happen, right? Like, I wasn't quite on that train at the start of it, but, like, if they can't play this game this week, when you throw in just, like, the flagrant disregard by the strength coach and all that stuff, like, what's the other option? You play in Week 18, you blow up the playoffs, bracket, just the structure that, you know, is in place right now, and then by week 18 they get all their sick players back and get to take a full strength team just to take on, you know, the Steelers in a game that they shouldn't have played. I think they kind of have to forfeit, and it's crazy that I feel that way, because 4 days ago I was rolling my eyes over it, but I think that's what should happen.
You think it should happen right now, or if they can't play the game by Sunday, no. Monday, or Tuesday?
It's not ideal for the Steelers, obviously, to go from playing on Thursday and getting, you know, a ten day break and then playing on Sunday or Monday. Like, it's not fair, but it's within the realm of, like, I think that still makes sense to play on Sunday, play on Monday maybe, but like if they can't do that, and you're talking about, you know, adding a week 18 because the Ravens rockhead strength coach was, you know, walking around without his GPS and when he had a cough and a fever, like, I don't know how that's an acceptable course of action. Like, if you can't get this game in by Monday, they should have to forfeit. Why? It doesn't make sense to me otherwise.
I agree with you, and I've been talking about that since the beginning of the show. What I haven't seen is details on this Ravens strength coach. I thought the Ravens had kept that quiet, and I haven't seen other stories. What have you seen?
I mean, I've seen, I think the thought is, like, the guy that everyone sort of assumes is the culprit here. I mean, he's an obvious choice for a guy who would not really take all this stuff particularly seriously. Like, he's definitely not all that into being safe or taking the coronavirus, you know, serious overall. That seems like that all signs point to it being one particular guy. But yeah, I mean, we heard that for, I think it was Tom Pelissero yesterday or one of those guys. Like he had symptoms. He knew he didn't feel good, and he like wasn't using the contact tracing equipment. It's insane. Like they're like someone needs to pay. Like it's not just, you know, an accidental thing. When you're talking about a team employee that is like that basically sabotages an entire game, like how does any sort of situation that involves the Ravens benefiting from this just seems wrong.
Yeah, I mean, I said this right off the top today. After getting past the point that nobody seems to give a damn about the Ravens players having COVID, like I haven't seen mm-hmm. one like good wish from a Steeler to their union brethren here. Mm-hmm. Once I get past that, yes, from a competitive standpoint, they have self-reported this, and the league clearly came out and said right after the Titans-Steelers game was postponed, if this happens and it severely disrupts the schedule, then a forfeit's on the table. So here, this late in the season, I think would be the opportunity to use it correctly.
If you're not going to make a team forfeit for this, like why even have it on the table? Like this isn't just like people are gonna get sick, players are gonna get sick. That's the nature of all this. We knew that it was gonna happen. Like I'm not for punishing teams just because they've had cases, because that's inevitable. But when you're talking about a coach who's like trying to evade contact tracing measures, like what are we doing here? Like that's why the forfeit rule is in place. And if they really can't get this game in by Monday, and there's no reason to think that they will, by the way, you have Tomlin canceling practice today. You have the Ravens are going to be locked out of their facility until Monday. Like there's no real reason to think that they're going to get the game in. Like what are we doing here?
I agree, and that's well said. Sean, thank you for taking the time. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.